get so tired of preachers who won't bark. I get so tired of a dog that won't bark. Some little yippity-yappity preacher. Some little preacher who stands up and just pants all day. Hey, why don't you stand up and bark like God told you to bark? Hey, why don't you stand up and warn somebody? Hey, why don't you do your job as a preacher? Why don't you be a watchdog like God told you to be? But look down. Are you still in Isaiah 56? Look down at verse number 10, and we'll go through this verse by verse quickly. The Bible reads in verse number 10, we're going to see a little bit more characteristic. This Isaiah 56:10. A little bit more characteristics about the dumb dog that can't bark. It says in verse 10, his watchmen are blind, they're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs that cannot bark. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving the sun. The first thing I want you to see is he says, the preacher who won't bark and warn of sin, it says he's blind and he's ignorant. You see that? He's ignorant. He's an ignoramus. You know, people have this idea that there are two kinds of preachers. There's the one who gets up and screams and yells and spits and, you know, stomps his foot. And then there's the one who is the intellectual type. And he's just more the teacher type, and he's very intellectual, and he'll teach you the Bible. Hey, you know what? I've never been impressed by the intellect of any of these little yippity-yappity poodle dog, pink tea lemonade, tail between their legs, sitting in the corner, flea-ridden, scratching their ears, preachers. Hey, I've never been impressed by their intellect. I find that the person who barks out against sin seems to have the knowledge. That's what God says here right now. God says that the preacher who won't bark is ignorant. The preacher who won't bark is uneducated. Ha, 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 Pastor Anderson, you're just young. When you get older, you'll understand a little more. You won't get up and bark like a dog when you preach. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. God says here that the dog who won't bark, the preacher who won't preach on sin, the preacher who won't warn you, he's ignorant. He's dumb. He's a dumb dog that won't bark. He's dumb. He's ignorant. He's blind. He doesn't see the big picture. See, he doesn't see when he opens the Bible, his job as a preacher is to warn. He doesn't see that, yes, his job is to win souls. Yes, his job is to knock doors and preach the gospel. Yes, his job is to build you up in the faith and to teach you the Bible. Yes, his job is to help you raise your family. But he's got another job of being a watchdog. He doesn't know that. He didn't study to show himself approved to know that that's one of his functions as a preacher. And it said, they're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. This is verse number 10. Sleeping. Lying down, loving to slumber. Hey, the preacher who won't preach on sin is lazy. Isn't that what it says? The dumb dog that won't bark, he's sleeping. He's lying down, he loves to slumber. He's lazy. You see, he's not willing to put in the work to win people to Christ, to wait for God to build the church, to preach like he's supposed to preach. So what does he do? He takes the easy road, where anybody who comes through the door, he's going to tell them whatever they want to hear. He's going to say anything to keep them in the door so that his church can stay there around. Hey, that door right there, I think I'm going to change out that door for a revolving door. I'm serious. I'm going to put in a revolving door so that just as fast as you come in, you can go out just as fast if you don't like this kind of preaching. And you know what? You can get in your little car after church, and you can drive to Dumb Dog Baptist Church. It's right down the street. I'll give you directions. If you want to go to Dumb Dog Baptist Church, I'll give you directions to Pastor Rover, Pastor Bowser, Pastor whatever, Pastor... And you can go to his church all day long. Hey, you can scratch his ears after the service, but if you're looking for a church that's going to preach right and teach you the Bible and tell you the truth, hey, you're in the right place, 2620 West Greenway Road. Faithful Word Baptist Church! The church where the pastor loves you. The church where the pastor cares about. Hey, stick around for a while. You'll find out this is the church where the pastor loves you. And that's why I'm warning you about sin. But see, the dumb dog that won't bark, pastor, he's lazy. So he's got to keep everybody in the door that ever walks through the door. He's got to keep them in the door. Hey, you know, some people are going to leave. I wish that everybody who came through that door, I was just kidding about the revolving door. I wish that everybody who came through that door kept coming to church here. I mean, everybody who's ever come through this door, I wish that they were back here. Like people that have left, I wish they'd come back next week. I'd be so happy if they walked through the door next week. I'd be like, yes! But I'm not going to say anything to keep them there. I'll say what God says. And some people will stay, and some people will go. But we'll just keep working. Work, 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 and God will build this church. We don't have to tell people everything. We don't have to just sleep and lay around all day and just rest on our laurels and keep everybody who comes through that door. Hey, maybe this church isn't for everybody. It's for people to love God, okay? And if you love God, I don't care if you've been saved for 5 minutes or 5 years or 50 years. I don't care if you've never read the Bible in your life. I don't care if you dress right. I don't care anything like that. Hey, if you love God and if you have a desire to learn about God and to do right, you'll fit in here just fine. And we'll love you here, and this is the church for you. But look at the next verse, verse 11. Yay, they're greedy dogs. These bunch of greedy dog preachers, which can never have enough. They're shepherds. The word shepherd means pastor. If you know that, the word pastor means shepherd. It's translated that way in the Bible. Pastor is similar to the word pasture. You put sheep out to pasture. The pastor shepherds them. That's what the word pastor means, is the shepherd of the flock. He says here that they're shepherds that cannot understand. Again, a lack of knowledge, ignorance. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain. His financial gain is what it's talking about. They're greedy. They want money. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. See, whenever a preacher's not preaching right, money is his motivation. That's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. Because preachers, and that's 1 Timothy 6:11, I believe, preachers who err from the faith, it's because they love money, and so they coveted after money, and so they've erred from the faith. That's why they're preaching wrong. And so he says that the preacher who won't bark against sin, he's financially motivated.